5:30 to 9:30 p.m. For more information, visit the SOCA Instagram at SFUSOCA or drop by their space in the Student Union Building, room 1430.
You're listening to CJSF Radio 90.1 FM at Simon Fraser University. My name is Sean McMeekin, and I am joined by Luca Realm, Jackson Brown, and Bernie Lee. This is Rock and Ride, and for the next hour, we'll keep your ride grooving with underrepresented rock, both new and old, and we'll take some time to tell you about the way the transport we use affects the music we love. what a nice chill song that was. Complete change of pace from the start, from the end of Connor's show in the last hour. But that was Bear Lake by R.E.B. Ingvar.
Your mic's not working.
It's not working.
Just
keep going.
Yeah.
Next up we have Vultures by John Mayer. This is CJSF 90.1 FM radio at Simon Fraser University, Burnaby Campus. You're listening to Rockin' Ride. Today we got quite a few jazzier songs for you to listen to. We also have in the studio with us today our music teacher, Mark Pepe, who also happens to be an opera singer. Maybe we'll hear a few words from him later on. But for now, next up is Toronto's Enough is Enough.
We're doing the same thing again. We're doing the same thing all over again. Oh, we're doing the same thing again, over and over again. Last fall, we talked about it, about unhappiness and the will to change. Checked in again just last week, and we smiled at the future we could make. But how many nights we've cried, longing to meet halfway, hoping that we're able to deliver, but our
that was Same Thing by Andrina Turen. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM radio at Simon Fraser University, Burnaby Campus. Right now we've got our music teacher, Mark Pepe, here in the studio with us. He also happens to be an opera singer, and he's here now for an interview. So you are an opera singer, right? And a pretty good one from what I know. Could you tell us a bit about your experiences with that?
Oh, thanks, Sean. Yeah. You know what? Opera is an art form that allowed me to travel and perform across Canada and to perform and study in Italy. And I now have friends across the world. And, you know, that's one of my favorite things about opera is that I have friends all over the place. And, you know, we've collaborated in, you know, we've collaborated to perform all these masterworks. And it's just, you know, it's something that I'm, you know, really happy that I got into and that I'm really happy that I still get to practice.
That's amazing. Yeah. So from what I know, your preparations for getting ready to sing are quite intense. Could you tell us a bit about those?
Yeah. So if you're preparing a lead role, it takes years of preparation, really, to really understand the whole work musically and dramatically. You know, in a musical sense, the music is very hard. And yet you have to spend a lot of time practicing. And you can't just practice on your own. You essentially need a bit of a team. You have to have a vocal coach. So, you know, someone to help, basically another set of ears to help you sing through the role, especially if it's something new. You're going to need a repetiteur, someone to play piano to help you understand the music a lot better. And then you have to really study the language. Most opera is done in Italian, French, and German. So you should really have a basic grasp of those languages as well. So then there's drama and acting you have to add on top of that. So that's why it's a really demanding art form, but also very, very rewarding once you get to execute it.
So do you think that this kind of advice, this teamwork, this study could be applied also to other genres of music like rock?
Oh, definitely. Knowing how to rehearse, knowing how to navigate relationships in a band setting where maybe there might be some conflicts of ideas, maybe some conflicts of interests is really important. And I would also say, basically also having a musical language that you can understand with your bandmates, you know, basically will help you navigate that. Yeah.
So from what I know, often when you have a lead role, it can just be just you on stage for long periods of time. Is that correct?
Yes.
What is that like?
It's a lot of fun because sometimes you just get yourself transported into another space almost, you know, it's you on this barren stage. There's an orchestra underneath you or a piano to your side and then a house full of people that are watching you. So it's, you know, it's quite a magical experience. One of my favorites is, about a year back, I was singing in a Christmas concert and I was singing some Puccini and I was singing Il Luce van le Stelle from Puccini's Tosca. And I was right in the crook of the piano with my hand kind of, you know, just on top of the crook and really hugging it and just feeling the sonic power from the piano. And then the power that I was unleashing was just, you know, it was really cool. And, you know, I don't have that much of an opportunity to really get to do that often. So when I do, I really get to cherish it.
That's absolutely amazing. Yeah. I got one last question for you. Do you think that the skills you've learned from doing your opera, the skills and abilities, the strengths, have transferred over to your teaching, be it in math? You teach math, correct?
No, languages, Italian.
Oh, Italian. In yeah. Italian or music, do you think it's transferred over?
Oh, yeah. If I didn't study opera, there was no way I would be teaching languages because I had to study language. You know, I had to study three other languages in order to do it. And so, you know, if it wasn't for opera, I basically wouldn't have the opportunity that I have now, right? You know, I would not be your music teacher if I did not have that background in Italian. That's how I got in to teaching high school.
That's absolutely amazing. Yeah. That was Mark Pepe, our music teacher and opera singer. This is CJSF 90.1 FM radio at Simon Fraser University. You're listening to Rock and Ride. Next up, we have Midnight in Harlem by Tedeschi Trucks Band.
Thank you. My heart.